Asad Lava Yaftat Chiyas HaMesim, when there will be a father and a child that will stand up with Chiyas HaMesim, will the obligation, will the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em apply? That if the child, if his mechuyev, to give honor to his father, or not?
Why not?
What's the svara?
Because, well, the svara that it should apply is because it's his father. It's his father.
Why not?
Because the father and the child are now revived in Tchiyas HaMesim. It's a new guf, it's a new body, and there's no relationship between them. The guf that the father gave birth to passed away, and once the guf passes away and the guf decomposes, and then Tchiyas HaMesim, the Eibishter creates a new guf. So it's like a new person. It's a new person, and therefore there's no relationship between the father and the son. By Kibud Av V'Em, there's a svara to say that even if it is a new guf, there will still be the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Even if there'll be no kurva, there's no relationship mitzad the guf, but still there'll be a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So, the Rebbe brings in the Sicha in Chelek Lamed Vav. The Rebbe is masbe that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, there's two reasons for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. There's the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em al Pisechel, which is the fact that Rebbe brings there the chinuch. The chinuch says that a father raised a child and he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink, he provided everything he needs from a young age, he took care of him, he let him chulu. So therefore, it's a kara satev to pay the respect and the honor for what the father and mother did for you. That's the simple pshat of Kibud Av V'Em. But then the Rebbe brings the Ramban in Parshas Yisro says that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is that when you mechabed your parents, you have to be mechabed them because it's kovet hakel. You're being mechabed the Eibishter by being mechabed your parents. Why? So the Ramban says because the parents are mishtatev b'yitzirosai of the neshama. When a person gets created, so there's the Av aim, and then there's the Eibishter that gives the Neshama, and the Av and the aim are mamshich the Neshama into the world. That's the reason why you have to be mechaber the parents. And the Rebbe there is masber that bechlal, the whole koyach ha'ilada, to give birth, and it's just to continue one generation to the next, is a koyach of ein seif. The whole musig that it goes from one generation to the next it comes from the koyach ha'ein seif. So the fact that the parents are mamshich, koyach ha'ein seif in the world, that's the sibah why you have to give them the kovid, the kibud av v'aim. Kumtais, that kibud av v'aim is not a mitzvah that's connected just to the guf. Mitzah, the union of kibud av v'aim that's connected to the guf. That's the hakaras ha'tev, that this person, with the koyaches of the guf that he has, this father, with the koyaches of the guf that he had, worked hard on my behalf to provide for me all my needs for my guf, so I should pay respect to him. So mitzah, the kibud av v'aim from the guf. Yeah, so that's a mitzvah that only applies if takah there is a connection between one guf and the other. Then you could start cluttering v'negeh to lasad lavi. Is it a new guf? Is it not a new guf? But the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim is deeper than that. The mitzvah of kibud av v'aim is mitzvah the neshama. Or memela, the neshama of the father and the child is always connected. That's something that doesn't go away.